Welcome to day 159. We are up to the 8th parak of Maseches Shviv. Now this parak is going to address the question of what are we allowed to do with or how are we allowed to use Peros Shviz, Shemitah produce. Previously, we learned what qualifies as Shemitah produce, and now the question is, what are we allowed to do with that Shemitah produce? So we've seen the general principle before, that Shemitah produce needs to be le'achla, as the Torah says. It needs to be eaten velo lehefsid. It cannot be ruined. So obviously, that means we can't physically ruin it. We can't destroy it. That would be problematic. But we're going to learn that there are other ways of ruining it as well that would also be problematic. So spoiler alert, our Mishnayos are going to teach that whenever you use Shemitah produce for a lesser purpose, for a lower purpose than what it's generally used for, that would be considered ruining it, that would be a problem. So says Mishnah Aleph, Klal Gadol Amr B'Shvi'is, they said a great general principle when it comes to Shemitah. It's interesting, this is actually the second parak that begins with those words. So here is the great general principle. Kol HaMiyuchad L'machal Adam, anything that is specifically food for people, whatever it is, wheat or dates, whatever it is, Ein Osin Mimenu Milug Mil Adam, you're not allowed to use that produce to create, a bandage for refuah, for healing. Sometimes they would use different sorts of produce that would facilitate the healing process. You are not allowed to do that with Peros Shviz. The Ein Sarach Lomar LeBehema. And you certainly don't, you don't even need to say that you're not allowed to do it to create a bandage for animals, to help heal animals, because that is a lower purpose than eating it. In both cases, whether it's a bandage for people or a bandage for animals, that is considered a lesser purpose, and therefore you are not allowed to use Peros Shviz for that. Continues the Mishnah, V'chol she'enu miyuchad l'machal adam, anything that isn't considered specifically food for people, osin mimenu milug mil adam, you are allowed to use it as a bandage for people, aval lo l'behema, but not as a bandage for animals, because it would be considered a higher usage, a higher level to use animal food to heal people, but a lower level to use animal food to heal animals. So again, the principle is, if it's used for a lower purpose, that would be considered ruining Peros Shviz, and you're not allowed to use any Shemitah produce. Continues the Mishnah, V'chol she'enu miyuchad lo l'machal adam, anything that isn't specifically people food or animal food, meaning it can be used for either. So the general principle that we're going to see, a very important principle, is that intent matters. If you intend to use it for both people food and animal food, then we treat it with stringencies of both. The stringencies of human food, which is that you are not allowed to, as we saw, you're not allowed to use it as a bandage, and the stringencies of ma'achal behema, which we haven't seen yet, but it's that you are not allowed to cook animal food. Apparently that would ruin most animal food. I don't think it's talking about the fancier food that we have nowadays, but apparently fodder would be ruined oftentimes when you cook it, and therefore that would be considered ruining it. So again, we see intent matters. Whatever you intend it for, we treat it as that, and we treat it with all of those stringencies, when it can be used for both. And continues the Mishnah, Chashav alav le'etzim, if you intended when you picked it to use it as wood, let's say firewood, then harehu ke'etzim, then it's just as wood, and it doesn't have any kedusha shviyas. It has no shmita status. Kigon, hasiyav, ha'ezav, va'krunis, those are different types of, as the Kati says, different types of ezav, different types of hyssop, things that can be used for food, both for people and for animals, but also can be used as wood, and therefore intent matters. If you intend to use it for food for people, we treat it as people food. If you intend to use it for animal food, it has all the chumras of animal food. If you intended to use it for wood, then it doesn't have any of the halachas of Shviz. That is Mishnah Aleph. And Mishnah Aleph taught us what we're not allowed to do with Shemitah produce. Now Mishnah Beis is going to teach us what we're allowed to do with Shemitah produce. Shviz nitna la'achila v'lishasiya u'lisicha. You're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to drink it, and you're allowed to anoint with it, rub it on your body. We eat that which we normally eat, meaning let's say an apple, that's something that is generally food, so that's something we'd eat during Shemitah. The Mefarshim point out, also implied in those words, is that we eat it in the normal way that it's eaten. You can't prepare it in some unusual way that would perhaps ruin or make it less delicious. So both of those things, we eat that which we generally eat and in the way that it's generally eaten, and we can anoint with that which we generally anoint with. So what does that mean? You're not allowed to anoint with wine or vinegar, even though you technically can use that as, let's say, a lotion of some sort. That is not generally how it's used. It's generally used to eat or drink, and therefore you're not allowed to anoint with that. Aval, sachu es hashemen, but you're allowed to anoint with oil that is generally used for something that you might rub on your body, and therefore that is a perfectly fine use for Shemitah. Continues the Mishnah. V'chein b'trumas u'maiser sheni. Not only does this principle apply to Shemitah, but it also applies to other areas as well, specifically truma and maiser sheni. Those things, we generally, the Kohen eats the truma, and the maiser sheni is brought to Yerushalayim to eat the fruits there. You're not allowed to use it for any other purpose other than eating, drinking, or anointing. And specifically, that which is usually used for eating, you have to eat, and that which is usually used for sicha, you're allowed to use for anointing. But again, if it's something that is not usually used for anointing, you can't take an apple and just rub it on yourself. That would be a problem both during Shvi'is and with Truma and Ma'aser Sheni. Kalmehem Shvi'is, the Mishnah concludes, Shvi'is is actually even more lenient than Truma and Ma'aser Sheni, Shenitna l'hadlakas ner, because you're also allowed to use, let's say, oil of Shvi'is, you're allowed to use it as a candle, as a source for burning wicks. Whereas by Truma and Ma'aser Sheni, you are not allowed to do that, assuming that it's tahor, assuming that it's pure. If Truma became impure, then you would be allowed to use it, you can't eat it at that point, then the Kohen would be allowed to use it as a candle. But Shvi'is, even when it's tahor, you're allowed to use as a candle. So again, the general principle that we saw in Mishnah Aleph is that you can only use Shemitah for its purpose or a higher purpose. A lesser purpose would be considered problematic, would be considered ruining, and intent matters. If something can be used generally for a few different things, what you intended it for when you picked it actually matters. And then Mishnah Beis taught us that generally, you're allowed to use it for eating, drinking, and anointing, but it can only be used for those things if that's what it's generally used for. So an apple would generally be eaten, and oil would generally be used for either of those things, then you can use it for either. That is Mishnah Beis. We'll continue with Mishnah Gimel tomorrow.